Forgiveness meditation. So once again, find a way where you can sit comfortably, relaxed, but also alert. Your head, neck, and back in a straight line. Allow your eyes to close gently. And notice your position, how you're sitting. Get a sense of being in this room. Bring your attention into your body. Noticing the touch point of your body with the chair or cushion, bench, what you're actually experiencing. Hardness, softness, warmth, coolness, pressure. Bring your attention to the area of your hands. Notice the various sensations there. The palms of your hands, the backs of your hands. Your hands touching each other or your leg. Again, points of sensation. Tingling, soft. Coolness, warmth. And bring your attention into the area of your feet. Notice the position of your feet. And now the sensations in the bottoms of your feet, the tops of your feet. And now widening the lens to include your whole body in awareness, paying particular attention to any areas that may be calling for your attention right now. Perhaps an area of tightness or tension or tingling, whatever you're noticing, vibration. And meet whatever's arising with a very kind, gentle awareness. No hurry to get anywhere or make anything happen. Now bring your attention to the breath. The natural movement of the breath, not manipulating or trying to change your breath in any way. Just notice the natural rhythm of your own breath, as if it's breathing itself, which it is. Your breath may be long or short, coarse, rough, it doesn't matter. Just notice how the breath is for you right now. Now begin to notice where you feel the breath most in your body as sensation. Sometimes it's in the chest or belly or abdomen as a rising and falling sensation. Sometimes at the nose tip, just as the air passes the tip of your nose, there's a sensation of tingling, warmth, coolness, as you feel the air touching the tip of your nose. Perhaps in the back of your throat. Now bring your attention to the place where you're noticing the breath most in your body. And let your attention rest on the sensation of the breath wherever you're noticing it. Notice the sensation of the breath from the beginning, middle to end of each in-breath, each out-breath, or each rising and falling sensation. Let your breath be your home base for your practice today. Feel the movement of the breath like a breeze. It just breathes itself. Your whole being is in change like a river. The breath shows you that river, that movement of impermanence. Let your breath be soft and easy without controlling. Let your attention be soft to notice the littlest movement that the breath makes. Now in this place of quieting, we'll do a traditional meditation on forgiveness, forgiveness practice. And because it's a practice, it may or may not work for you. It's something one works with over time. Feeling the breath in the body, the heart, letting the breath be soft and the heart be soft. First, asking forgiveness. If I have hurt or harmed anyone in thought or word or deed, knowingly or unknowingly, and I have done so in the ways that I have, I allow these instances to come into my mind and ask forgiveness. Letting them come into my mind and heart, I ask forgiveness. We only act unskillfully for two reasons. Out of our own pain and out of our fear. We don't know. We get confused. And in our pain and fear, we hurt others, May I be forgiven. Now toward yourself, because we've been so hard on ourselves. To do forgiveness is to soften the barriers around our heart, to let ourselves into our hearts. In the ways that I have hurt or harmed myself, this body and heart and mind, in all the ways, out of my fear, pain and ignorance, out of neglect or dishonesty. So many ways I've not cared for you, my sweet self. May I be forgiven, I ask, and extend forgiveness. And let come to mind, into your awareness, the images of that which asks for forgiveness. Those times and actions. Let your heart be as soft as it can. You deserve to be forgiven. It's only that which lets you open. And then lastly, the wounds and sorrows we have suffered at the hands of others. You have hurt or harmed me knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, or word, or deed. We've been wounded and hurt by many. Out of their fear, in their pain, in their confusion. To the extent that I can at this time, I extend you forgiveness. Feel the places that you hold the resentment, the business from the past. And touch them with kindness and forgiveness. And see if it's not time to let go. Is it in this life, in ourselves and others, in the world around us, that most asks our forgiveness? And our mercy, and the love of our heart. Let us extend that.